You know, it seems like ever since Jacobs Engineering moved here from California, it has been a steady stream of wins. The most eclectic group of contracts I think I've ever seen. It all manifested itself with just blowout earnings that were announced Monday morning. 14 cents better than expected. Revenues up 60% year over year. Steve Demetrios, the CEO of Jacobs Engineering, and joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you, David. It's great to be on the call, and I appreciate your comments.
Yeah, it really is the most eclectic group I've ever seen. I mean, just for the audience, going back over the last couple of 3 months, you've got London Transport, LA Metro, Dublin Metro, but the Hyperloop, Etihad Rail, you got building a plant for converting natural gas to hydrogen, the NASA Space Flight Center, FEMA, and Puerto Rico, Kuwaiti Petroleum. How do you manage all this? You must have an incredible crew down there.
Well, we do have great people. 77,000, you know, great talent force across the globe, and obviously that grew significantly over 6 months ago with the acquisition of CH2M. But let me just comment on your comment about eclectic, because I'll take that as a compliment. But at the same time, what it really is strategic, that we, for the first time ever in more than 70 years, at the end of 2016, we developed a strategy for Jacobs. And what's nice is we're executing on that strategy. We organized the company into three lines of business. You covered them under all three lines of business. Aerospace and technology, that's the NASA piece that you talked about. Buildings and infrastructure and advanced facilities. You know, you mentioned a lot about rail and highways and transportation, et cetera. And then energy, chemicals, resources, where, you know, we get into mining and petroleum and chemicals. And when you think of it that way, it really isn't eclectic. It's a, you know, three line of business structure that gives us a lot of diversity and growth.
Because your business is very cyclical. I mean, you know, a President Trump can come along and maybe get an infrastructure program through, and the economy slows down, and there you are left with a bunch of people and nothing for them to do. I guess the idea is to spread out.
Yeah, and it really is, the idea is to have diversity. And when, you know, our most cyclical business is our ECR business, the energy, chemicals, resources, where we are, you know, at the mercy of oil prices and mining prices. When you get into the buildings and infrastructure and the aerospace and technology, history's proven that, yeah, there's some ups and downs on spending, but it's not as cyclical as the commodity type businesses.
You know, the other thing that I find so remarkable here is your stock hits new 52-week highs, is that the business kept rolling in as you make this major acquisition. You know, CH2M is a big company, and I'm sure it's going to work out in the long run. But I would think, you know, before somebody accept your RFP, that maybe they'd say, maybe we'll just see how this integration goes and see if it changes, and then we'll make up our minds later on. They didn't seem to hesitate at all.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but there were skeptics back in August last year when we announced this. Shareholder skepticism. There was some clients that were a bit worried. And I think what we quickly proved to them is, unlike a lot of these failed mergers that have occurred in our industry and generally in the corporate world, we've had a best-in-class integration process that really got off to a fast start. And we quickly demonstrated to our clients that putting the Jacobs and CH2M capabilities together was not only going to create synergies for us, but really create a value proposition for them that they didn't have with others.
So what, everybody's got challenges. What are the challenges going ahead? We're all talking about possible trade war and tariffs. You've got a lot of strength in the U.S. dollar. Any of these challenges for you?
Yeah, like all businesses, we have our challenges. Our ECR business, the energy, chemicals, resources, is where we are watching the trade situation very closely, because that could impact copper, which is a big part of our mining business. But our clients there are all looking past that and saying, yeah, there could be some temporary issues, but they believe all that will end up lining out. And I think the issue for us in our growing businesses like aerospace, technology, and infrastructure is a war on talent. That you know, they're unemployment's at low levels. There's an imbalance of professional people available versus some of the lower end jobs, and you know, we need engineers, scientists, architects, you name it. And so that's the piece that is keeping us focused on: how do we differentiate ourselves? How do we become the employer of choice? How do we attract more talent than our competitors? And so we're working on our culture equal to, you know, working on the typical financial and strategic initiatives. And we believe culture will be the differentiator to attract an unfair share of the great talent out there and across the world.
You know, you mentioned aviation, and that's an area of tremendous growth. We've seen, see what they're doing to LaGuardia in New York, and I know Heathrow is never going to stop. DFW is embarking on more plans. But that's going on around the world, isn't it?
Yeah, you just named all of our clients, by the way. We're working on all those different airports, so I appreciate that. Not only large airports, but the regional airports across the world. And the latest number we've heard from the experts is there's going to be about $450 billion of spend needed at the top 100 airports by 2020. So we're really excited about the opportunity to, you know, because we're named the number one company in global aviation by Engineering News Record, first time for Jacob. So we're really excited about our position there.
It's been quite a year. I look back, and we were talking almost this date 1 year ago about the CH2M and wondering, you know, when it was going to close and would it, and how it would change the company. I guess we've got the answer in, and it looks pretty good.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. We still got a lot of work to do, and we're not going to claim victory yet, but it's a great start.
Steve Demetrio, CEO of Jacobs Engineering Group. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.